Welcome in former NHL player, currently analyst for Versus and NBC, Jeremy Roenick joining us. JR, first off, your thoughts on James Neal's start, and secondly, knowing that he is a restricted free agent at the end of this year, when would you start having conversations about him on a new deal?
Well, first of all, extremely impressed. He is he's doing exactly what I thought he would do in Pittsburgh. He's doing exactly what Ray Shiro and Dan Bylsma thought he would do in Pittsburgh. This is why that's why they went out and they traded a very good defenseman in Galagoski out to acquire him. And you know what? It's a good thing they have with, you know, with Sid being out and then Malkin having his issues. I think it's fantastic. And if I was Shiro, I would start as soon as they can, because not only will it'll take a lot of animosity towards contracts and all that stuff. It'll make James feel really good that they came out and wanted to get him locked up, and it'll just free up his mind for the year, and he can just play, and it'll show a lot of loyalty to him. And I think they should do it right away, because he is on fire, and I don't think he's going to stop.
Jeremy, with Letang being the 2-game suspension, doesn't that give Shanahan an enormous window now he has to police in order to be consistent?
He does. There's no question. Again, last night we had another hit from behind with Dennis Seidenberg, and if you're going to do it with one guy, you got to do it with the next. And he's trying to keep the game as clean as he can, but you're exactly right. He's opened up a door that he has to follow through, and he has to make sure that he polices everybody the same, and there can't be any favorites. I was disappointed to see Letang go out, because I just love watching the guy.
Talking to Jeremy Roenick here on Seibel, Starkey & Miller. And Jeremy, back to James Neal for a minute. I hear what you're saying about he would have peace of mind to get a deal done right now. But if you were him, wouldn't part of you be thinking, maybe I don't want to sign right now. I want to see what kind of season I have. I've been known as a 20 to 25 type goal guy. Maybe I can be a 40 to 50 guy. And if they're not willing to pay me like that right now, I'll prove it, and then I'll get an even bigger deal.
Well, there is something to be said about that. There's no question. I was always a firm believer in having security, and security was looking at what I can get, looking what the deals are, and seeing where I was. Do I like where I am? Do I want to stay here? Is it a good fit? And I would have to think that Pittsburgh is a great fit for James Neal. I mean, you can imagine playing with Sidney Crosby and Malkin for the next 3 to 5 years. Imagine what his next contract could look like. So you have to look at the future in that aspect. And, you know, sometimes rolling dice isn't such a great plan all the time.
What's your take, Jeremy, on how Brendan Shanahan has done in his new role?
You know, I think he's done what he has to do with all the talk of the concussions and with Sid being out for 9 months. You have to bring the respect back into the game. And unfortunately, the game is so fast and so talented that headshots are going to happen because of the speed and the quickness that everything happens. But when you throw in the disrespect factor that I think has crept into the National Hockey League, you're going to have to take that out. And I think Brendan's trying to do that with all the work he's doing in this, but he's got to do it the same for everybody. There can't be any, you can't have any favorites or, double standards.
JR, do you like this direction of hockey right now?
I'm more of an old school guy. I like the hitting aspect. I like the going out and getting pounded and that aspect. But, there has to come a time where you have to, enough is enough. And the game is too fast and too good. I still think it's going to be physical, but I still think that the tough guys, the fighters, are going to be eliminated out of the game here in the next little while.
Jeremy, was about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. There's a lot of people talking about your comments about Sidney Crosby and the story and the concussions and where we are with all that. Do you want to clarify what you were saying? What do you think about Sid, the concussion, and the constant focus on the injury?
Yeah, I took a lot of heat, especially from a lot of your vocal fans in Pittsburgh, and I would expect that. I know how Pittsburgh fans are. My whole aspect of it was I'm tired of watching the television and seeing the same old reports, and no improvement, nothing to report yet. It was every single day, And I'm sure that Sidney Crosby's in that locker room, you know, biting his tongue, you know, sick and tired of having to do the same thing every day to the same media. They're asking the same old questions. It's nothing bad against Sidney Crosby. I think he's the best player in the world. He's the face of the National Hockey League. But, you know, I will say Sidney's not the greatest interviewer in the world. He shouldn't have to be. He's the dynamite electric person on the ice that sells the game on the ice. There are other guys that will sell it off the ice. But, you know, he's a good representation of the National Hockey League. I just don't want to hear him talk while he's sitting in the stall. I'd like to see him on the ice. And when it's time for him to get on the ice, and I'm going to enjoy watching him as I have, you know, for the, you know, his whole career and in the future of his career. I think they've treated it really well, Sidney Crosby, in the last 9 months of making sure that he comes back healthy. We need him in the game. But I don't want to see it every single day. I want to see him on the ice, and I just want to say, let's go. Let's start playing. I'm glad he's cleared to play. It's getting closer. But I think a lot of people mistook what I said. I'm a big Sidney Crosby fan on the ice, period. And if you don't like it, that I throw my opinion and I throw it hard, then that's just too bad. I have the right because of my job and what I do. That's why they have me on NBC. Not everybody's going to agree with me. But I think we all can agree that Sidney Crosby is the face of the National Hockey League and will be for many years the best player in the world.
Off the ice, Jeremy said, on the ice, a big fan. Off the ice, a fan as well?
I don't know Sidney Crosby at all off the ice. I just know how I see him in the media on television. He's not an interesting interviewer to me. He's very monotone, and he doesn't give me anything that I would get excited about. That's just me. Doesn't say anything bad about Sidney. I'm sure Sidney's a great guy. I'm sure his teammates love him, and you know the fans love him. I just don't like watching him on an interview. He's a boring interview.
Jeremy, in these parts, a lot of people are paying attention to what Jaromir Jagr is doing across the other side of the state, and thus far, hard to find any fault with his play. Are you surprised at all at the Jagr impact with the Flyers?
No, I'm not. I mean, he's kind of a freak of nature. He's taking good care of his body his whole career, so it doesn't surprise me that he's being effective out there in Philadelphia. But I was interested to see how the Pittsburgh fans were going to react to him being across the state. And I'm going to definitely watch that first game. But, you know, he's one of the best players ever to play the game, and I'm glad that he's back finishing his career in the National Hockey League.
Talking to Jeremy Roenick on Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. And Jeremy, if everybody's healthy in the East, who's got the best team?
If everyone's healthy in the East, Pittsburgh, without a doubt. And I'm not saying that because I'm on the phone with you guys. When you put Sidney and Malkin on the same line together, or in the same team together, and then the way that Neal's playing, the way that Fleury plays, Letang is playing, Staal, you have every aspect. And then you take their coach, who, you know, is just, he impresses me every single day by getting his team to win hockey games when everybody thinks they're going to fall on their face with all these injuries and now suspensions. You know, Washington, you never know what team's going to show up with them. I think it's the battle of Pennsylvania, to tell you the truth. If all teams are healthy, that's who I think is the two strongest in the East by far.
J.R., Jordan Staal is certainly a lightning rod in these parts. You hear a hockey analyst just praise his work ethic and his impact on the ice, and yet there will be plenty of fans that will call in and say, yeah, he got 29 goals that rookie year, hasn't come close since. Just how much is Jordan Staal appreciated? How much do you appreciate him, and is he worth the $4.5 million he's making this year?
Myself, I think he's definitely worth it because he brings more than a goal-scoring attitude into that locker room. He brings leadership. He is a grinder. He's a worker. He blocks shots. He kills penalties. He's a defensive centerman. He's a big, strong guy that will stick up for his teammates. And he's pretty much taken over a leadership role with Sid and Malkin being out of the lineup. He's for sure, for me, is a guy that I love to watch because he brings all aspects to the game. He is not a one-dimensional player, which I truly enjoy watching.
JR, it's great talking to you. Appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, you got it. Thanks, guys.